Chapter 26. Tormek leaned over me with a face filled with fury. The man, I hated to admit, punched like an ogre. I could only imagine his booted heel descending towards my head would be twice as bad. Seeing spots, I rolled, gathered to my feet, and sprung away. All the people who'd cheered me on moments before now screamed from my head.
Cheater! Changeling! Kill him! Bash his face in, Tormek!
My, the tides change fast here.
A wooden tankard zinged past my head.
Hold on!
I shouted, holding my arms up.
No one stated any rules. I've deceived no one. All I did was make a challenge to arm wrestle. Tormek agreed. He lost. I won. Now back away,
I said, shaking my fist. No one moved. I had a way of capturing people's attention like that. One woman in shock, dressed in a black vest of leather armor, spoke up.
Men in disguises can't be trusted. Get him!
But...
The two big goons who sat at the bar seized my arms, locking them behind my back. By the look and smell of them, they were ugly brothers. And not just any type of brothers, but wrestlers. Judging by their tattoos and scars, and how they locked up my arms.
Them scales on his arms,
one said.
Never seen anything like that,
said the other.
He's a monster of some sort.
A changeling. They're evil. Burn him,
a woman shouted.
He's a demon. No one has gold eyes like that.
Hold him still,
Tormek said, rolling the sleeves up on his bulging arms.
Tormek,
I said,
you don't want to do...
The belly blow lifted me off my feet. I groaned.
That
hit him once for me, Tormek.
This can't be happening.
I couldn't speak or breathe. I swore my stomach was screaming from the other side of my back.
Let's see if we can't take care of that smart mouth of yours.
He swung at me. I jerked back, letting Tormak's fist hit one of the goons in the face.
Watch it.
Don't hit him in the face. He's too handsome,
one lady said, standing on a table wearing a helmet of lit candles on her head.
Thank you.
No. Hit him in the face,
one of the bowmen said.
What is wrong with you people?
Tormek belted me in the stomach again, draining my strength from my head to my toes. I tried to fight, but the goons held me tight. They were like two pythons around my arms. Tormek laughed.
I told you you'd leave in pieces.
My teeth clattered in my face.
I had no business being here without Brenwar.
I'd settled for Ben the lily pad instead.
Get him out of here!
My body was moving, but not by a will of its own. I could hear the jeers as my knees were dragged across the floor.
One!
I felt the wind rushing past my ears.
Two!
My stomach was teetering inside my belly.
Three!
I was flying. Through a window I went, skipping over the cobblestone road. Struggling, I rolled onto my elbows, groaning when I touched my bleeding lip. Everyone else spilled out of the doors or were gawping out the broken window. I waved, saying,
"Never let it be said the Adden's Toe isn't full of charming hospitality."
Someone grabbed me by my shoulders and began pulling me up to my feet.
Come on, dragon.
Thankfully, it was Ben.
Ah, look. Bug Eyes has come to help his demon friend.
I'm not a demon,
I said, grabbing my saddle. It sounded like the entire entire city burst into laughter.
"Soldiers!"
someone said, pointing.
"Tell them we've found a demon!"
I'd had enough already. I wasn't about to spend the night in jail. Even worse, I didn't need to be accused of being a demon by soldiers.
"Follow me, Ben,"
I said, snapping my reins. Tormek waved and laughed as we galloped away. From one side of the city to the other we'd gone when I came to a stop. Tired, aching and weary, I slid from my saddle and took a seat on a stone bench in a long-forgotten park. It was the Garrows, an old part of the city. Quiet, discreet, creepy.
"I don't like this place,"
Ben said, eyes flitting around.
"It's not so bad in the daytime. See?"
I pointed. Statues, fountains, and gardens were everywhere, but shaded in gray and black, leaving an eerie feeling in the air.
"Come on. I have a friend I was going to check on anyway. Now's as good a time as any,"
I said, clutching my side.
"You all right?"
"Broken ribs,"
I said through my teeth. They hurt. How many more beatings was I going to take over Ben? Everywhere he was came trouble.
"Sorry, Dragon. I know it's my fault. I should have stayed in the country."
"Yes. Yes, you should have."
I didn't say it, however. It was his life. He had the right to do what he wanted.
"But I think he'd start to think first more often if his ribs got busted, not mine."
"This is it,"
I said, wrapping my reins around a lantern post. A single building, no wider than 10 feet, stood in stark contrast to the larger buildings at its sides. There were no windows, only an open doorway with stairs leading up.
"You first,"
I said.
"What about the horses? We can't leave them here."
"Do you see any people?"
He looked around and shook his head.
"No."
"They'll be fine then, trust me."
Standing at the bottom and looking up, a stairwell lit with small gemstone lights led to a doorway at the top.
"Is that..."
Ben squinted, leaning forward.
"A door?"
"Yes."
"Looks like it's 100 yards away. More, maybe."
"Then we better get started."
"But..."
I grabbed him by the collar and shoved him forward, saying,
"Trust your feet, not your eyes this time."
Up the stairs we went. One flight, 2 flights, 3 flights, 10 flights. My body ached with every step. Ben was huffing in front of me, eyes wide as saucers, as he kept staring back.
"Keep going."
20 flights. 30 flights. Ben stopped, hands on his knees, scrawny chest heaving, looking back.
"Dragon, what's going on? We aren't going anywhere."
I cast a look over my shoulder. We were only 1 flight up from where we started, and I could see the tail of one horse swaying at the bottom. I smiled.
"We're almost there, Ben. Keep going."
40 flights.
"You did good back there, Ben."
"I did? How?"
he said, wheezing. I took a breath.
"You got the horses as you were told. You got them out of harm's way, like I said. If you hadn't, you might be dead.
But you'd have been beaten up pretty bad still."
"But you got hurt."
"True, but I'm used to it." "Ugh." I squeezed his shoulder. "Up. We're almost there. 50 flights. Sweating like orcs, we both let out sighs of relief as we placed our feet on the landing at the top. It was marble, checkered in red and green, with the pattern of a mage on the bottom. Both of us looked back. We still weren't any farther than when we started.
I don't understand,
Ben said, blinking. And you probably never will. I reached past him and grabbed the ring of a gargoyle-faced knocker. It echoed like thunder. Ben stuck his fingers inside his ears.
Who lives here?
He asked.
Bay.
The marble floor disappeared beneath our feet, and into the black we went.